As you know, the sugya is actually two sugyas together, the sugya of Shvat Eitzim Atat and the sugya of Zev Zevarim, and it becomes complicated to try to work with them together. So let's make sure we have the Gemara clear, and then we'll try to get into the lumdis of each of the two, of Shvat Eitzim and of Zev Zevarim. Tell me about it. Tanu Shehesikai Beklipei Arma. You have an oven, you heat it up with klipei arma. What are klipei arma? That's the shells and the peels of arma fruit. Like the kashi shokalei akerem, which are the straw of kalei akerem. Chada, shukus and new oven, yutais. Yeah, you have to destroy the oven. Why do you have to destroy the oven? Why do you have to destroy the oven? What? You don't really have to destroy the oven. There's a need to destroy the oven.
Put it back together. It's
to make
a color again. You have to first destroy it, then have to put it back together.
But it's not so entire. It's not going to help.
You cool it off.
You touch it, you break it. A new one, you have to break. It's not usable. So it's not usable. So you don't have to break it. What do you have to break it for? Just means that it's not usable. So if it's not usable and it's in the way, so it's then you'll break it. That's what it will work. Okay. So chadash yutatz, you can never use the oven. Why can't you use the oven? Why can't you use the oven? What? Because the gemar malach, that means a new oven, until you heat it the first time, is not complete. The first hesek completes the oven. And therefore, the whole oven becomes aser. Well, which is sir? Which is that? Send the aser of the oven. Well, see what Taisis. See Taisis Chadash Yutat is Rashi also, just more lumdish talking Taisis. Chadash Yutat Kesavar Yesh Vachetim Bepas Vachanam Yesh Vachetim Betana. So what are we saying now? That the Shvach of the Eitzim is in the Tana, whatever that means exactly, I don't know what Shvach Eitzim means, but just like Yeshvach Eitzim B'Tah, so too Yeshvach Eitzim B'Tana. So once the Yeshvach Eitzim is a Tana, so the Seista Ola is in the Tana, and if the Ola is in the Tana, so then the Tana is also. Okay, so far so good? Let's see what I do. And why does Taita say the Zeb is a Gara Maser? Why does he say that? Okay, why if I say Chadash Yutas is only if you hold both Yesh Vachetu B'Tana and Zev Zegarim Asur? Because otherwise, let the Tana cool down and then bake using good wood. It will be Zev Zegarim. It will be the oven and the wood garim together. Since the Gemara says you can't do that, you have to destroy the oven. Vice dies that this Tana holds Zev Zegarim is awesome. Okay, so far so good. Yasha Yutan. An old one, you have to let it cool down. Why do you have to let it cool down? Because the heat is issur. But the oven is not issur. Because the oven's an old oven. The oven didn't change. Right. Would this be true if it's a Tana Shesikai, the Pegas of Allah? Why do you say Klipe Allah? Let's say Pegas of Allah. Because Shesikai of Allah. What? And therefore why? Oh, good. Right. So Peshua says, so why is the Chapo Klipei Orla and Kasha Shalkali Akarev? Rashi only tells us a little bit. Rashi says that two things are awesome in Shemala, right? The Klipim are also awesome. But why is the Chapo in the case of Klipim? Why does it pick a case of Orla, burning Peyus of Orla and baking bread? So the Peshua says, because we learned in the previous Sugya, that Shalai Kederach Hanah is Mutter Min HaTaira. Having Hanah, Shalai Kederach Hanah is Mutter. So if you're going to use Peiris, you're going to take grapes or olives and burn them in an oven to bake bread, that's Shalai Kederach Hanah. So that would not be a problem of an Isser Hanah. So that's why Chatzad Klipei Arla. Klipei Arla are things that you can't eat, the shells, the normal peels that are normally used in papaya wood. So the middle of chatzot something which is kederach hanah.
You don't use bringing
peels, You say Shvechas and Pas. It's only if you cook Peretz. If you burn them, then it doesn't get Peretz. All right, so that's the issue with Pshat. The Tzlach disagrees. The Tzlach says it's the same thing it would be with the Gufa Peretz. Why did it pick the Chabon Kli Peyalma? Because Ravusa Agav, it's telling you, Ravusa Kamash Moran, that you wouldn't have known that there's an Isser Hanoah from Kli Peyalma. So once the Bryce is telling you something, Agav Orcha Kamash Moran, that there's an Isser of Kli Peyalma too. But it's true. What? Well, Rashi just tells us the fact that Kli Peyalma is also Mishum Arla, which is true. Yeshua also agrees it's true. Rashi fits either way. Rashi's not saying why you chapter Rashi, he's just telling us the fact. But why the chapter Kli Peyalma? So Yeshua says it's Dafka, and the Tzlach says it's Lata. What about Kashin Shokale Akerem? Is the same thing? So it's a Raya which way? Right, we had earlier that by Kale Akerem, there's no Hetzor Shlok Yishan Chadar. Kale Akerem, it doesn't say Rosh Mechil. So he said, by Kale Akerem, there's no Hetzor Shlok Yishan Chadar. So why does the Chapon Kasha Shlok Kale Akerem? Should the Chapon pay with Shlok Kale Akerem? So that's a Raya to the Tzlach. So Raya, why does the Chapon Kasha Shlok Kale Akerem? No Sad Avorcha Kamash Malad. That is it is the Kale Akerem, even though it's strong. But the Tzlach is good. Let's say Yeshua that a chapter cleep in because he wanted to have a case of Shalai Kederach, he wanted to have a case of Kederach Hanah, otherwise it's not Asr, then it's still Shver by Kali Akerem. It's still Shver. Why does the chapter on Kashi show Kali Akerem? It should have told you even pay with Kali Akerem, which have exactly the same deal. So Yeshua himself is this cash on himself, and it's Shver. But Lamaisa, we have two ways. We're going to come back to the Pnei Yeshua in a little while. But in Pasha Kaisha, the Braisa, we have now Machlekes, the Tzlach, and the Pnei Yeshua, and Svaro, who's right. Svaro, the Chai Pnei Yeshua, is right. how's the Tzlach going to answer Pnei Yeshua's Taina? The Tzlach says, who I did if you burn pay with Savaro? What would you say? How's the Tzlach going to answer that? Tzlach says, that pay with Savarla also, the old thing of apply. They should have tied it to Shalai Kedem. What would you answer? The Chayre, the Tzlach will answer. We learned that Shalai Kedem HaNoah is Mutim in Atayre. But we learned that Tzlach in the Rabbana, like Chatishir. Now we said that Shalai Kedem is also in the Rabbana, so the Tzlach will learn that, no, Shalai Kedem is still also in the Rabbana. So Mamela, it would be us even with the payments of Allah. Just that the Amil Sagavoka Kamash will have some cleat.
The
Peshur says the Rabbanu went to the Tzomachmer on the Rabbanu to ask the Shvachet. That's right. So we have now a Machlaitis Tzlach Peshua, how to learn if you would burn it with Allah Gufa, would you say the Isra Shvachet in the past? Tzlach says yes, it would be us the same. And Yeshua says no, and the significance of the Machlokes we'll get to in a little while. Let's finish the Brayse. So we have two cases in the Brayse. The Tava is the first case. Next case, Offer by a Sapas. You bake bread, Rabbi Yaima, Hapas Asura. Chachamim Yaima, Hapas Mutet. So we have a Machlokes Rabbi the Chachamim. What's the deal if you bake bread with Klipe Arla? So the Gemara will explain the Machlokes in a minute. That what are they arguing? That Rebbe holds yeah, shvachet in the past, that the bread is awesome. And the Chachamim holds ain't shvachet in the past. That's the machlokes. Bishlak, abe Chachamim divrei hakol mutter. If you cook it on coals, that everyone holds it mutter. Why is it mutter? Because coals is already entered front. And we learn kol on the shrub and upper mutter. The coals are mutter. So once you turn Kalei Akerem or Arla into coal, the coals mutter you're allowed to use. She didn't be allowed to use a chatilah. The is going to ask. So Bisha got the chod of the akoma. In fact, the Gemara of Atanya, Ben Chodesh Ben Yashan Yitzan, Ben Kasha HaRebi HaRabba. So what's the Gemara saying? So Machlaikis in which case? Chodesh or Yashan? What's the Machlaikis? Ben Chodesh. What's the Machlaikis? So what do we say? If you hold Yeshvach Eitan Bepas, then what? Then Yutas and Pasasulim. And if you hold Yeshvach Eitan Bepas, then Yutas. Okay, so it's very, very simple. Now I'm going to make a diagram on the board because it's simple. And you should right away,
this Gemara shouldn't have a problem. And if you didn't have a problem, it's because you didn't get that in your life. What I'm going to do, make a diagram, you can have a problem right away. We have two more questions. One more question is about the past, and one more question is about the time. Right? One more question is about the past, and one about the time. So if we take the past, Rebbe saw a hole, we saw the why. What do the Rebbe answers? Right? And in the case of the past, the Chacham is very simple. Why? Eishvach. Very simple, right? And what are we saying now? That I'm like this about the Tana. So we have the Tana, we have the first Brisa. So we have Brisa number one. The first one says which one? The second writer said, right? So what are we saying now? It's not like this. This writer holds. Why you talk? Because it comes out of ready. And the second writer holds, you talk because of Eishvach. Okay, this is all that happens. Now, first the Gemara, but I wrote the board, it's the Gemara, right? Anybody think differently? No. Now that you see this, right, it's too much longer. Then let's go to the next line of the Gemara.
Back to Gemara. Eimer d'shamet leilu Rebbe mishum d'yeshvach eitzah b'pas. Why do we say Rebbe yasas by bread because d'yeshvach eitzah b'pas? Zeb is Zeb, Gairim Yishamet Leif. What are you talking about? The second half, like this, the Machlok is about the Tana. They're not arguing if Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. That's not good enough. Zeb is Zeb, Gairim. What is Zeb is Zeb? What's the Zeb? What's the Zeb? First Zeb is good, and the second Zeb is the Tana. Right? The Tana, which was finished by the first book. So, Zeb is Zeb, Gairim. The Eitzim and the Tana were Gairim. Right, so we're saying it's not good enough to say that this is Rebbe and Yutas. Yeshvach Eitzim is not good enough. We're saying that the only reason to ask him here is because the Zeb is a Gadol. Yes, no Zeb is a Gadol Master. And the man who is going to go down into a total Arichos, who holds Zeb is a Gadol Master, Rebbe Yezahi, etc. Right? This is a Gemara. So what's the obvious question? What's the not so obvious? What? Yeah, fine, let him hold that. First to the demand. Come on. Huh? The second Machlokes didn't make sense. If you hold Zevi Zagarim Matzer, Rebbe didn't make sense. What about the first Machlokes? Well, why is the Gemara happy? Up a base of Pass. Amen to Shaman, base of Pass. What about this? Does this Machlokes make sense? Does Rebbe make sense in the first Machlokes? What does Rebbe hold in the first Machlokes? That Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, so therefore what? The bread is awesome. But we just said when you bake bread, it's Zeb is Zeb Gairim. What's the Zeb? The wood and the tanner. So we said in the second Machlokes, Rebbe answers. What are you talking about? There's bread and there's an oven. So if you're not Hinami, it could be that the oven is Isser, but the bread is Heter. So Mamela, it says that Garim should be Mutter. How could Rebbe Yasser? But what about in the first Machlokes? How could Rebbe Yasser in the first Machlokes? Off of Ayat Zapas. If you have a good oven, and Isser bread, it should still be Mutter. That is that Garim Mutter. It's the same kasha on the first Machlokes. How could you say Yeshvach Eitzim? Isn't that Pashtu Shakash? How could you say Yeshvach Eitzim? The first Machlokes is by a Tana Yashan too. It's not only a Tana Fardash. Offer by a Tapas means in a Tana Yashan too. So in a Tana Yashan, if you bake bread, How in the world could you say that Rebbe holds the bread is awesome? Because he holds Yesh Rachet in the past, I Zev is Egerim is Mutter, so who cares? He holds Mutter, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara who asks that Rebbe can't hold Asr because he doesn't hold Zev is Egerim is Asr. So therefore it has to be Rebbe Eliezer, that's what the Gemara says.
The reason why first,
Rebbe loves
the Asr, so
the Yesh Rachet is in the past, so you can eat the past. Why can't you eat the past? The bread was made by a combination of Eitzim and Tamar. And if it's a combination of both, there's Zev and Zegar, and the past should be Mutter.
Doesn't make a difference in Zev and Zegar.
Why?
It's partially Asr.
But if it's Zev and Zegar, why should it be Asr?
Using the
Tamar,
that's
Yesh
Rachet in the past. And then using the Tamar to make bread. So
discussing whether that bread
be
mutter.
That's
right.
So saying
you don't have
to break it, you don't
have
to break it, because any
bread
you bake will be
mutter.
There's no
yeshua eating
the past. There's
yeshua eating the tanner, and then you don't have to break that. So what you're saying depends on how you understand yeshua eating the past. What you're saying, all right, one of them halachas. But there's everyone cut the kasha, please. The kasha is if you hold Rebbe holds Zev Zegar and mutter, the tanner and the eitzim both have to be yisur. So then the kasha is, why does he ask for the past itself? So the Mashah asked this kasha, among many. And the Mashah says that it's a strong kasha. And we have to set the ratio offered by his apas. The Mashah says this. That offered by his apas is talking that you didn't bake it in the oven. You baked offered by. You baked by meaning klipe yarlo. You went out, you made a campfire. And you baked pas using klipe arla. There was no zevah zegayim, no oven. Just made a campfire outside without an oven. And that's the case that offer by yitzah pas would be awesome. But who at the end, the Mashal says, it will be a tanur chadash. It will be a tanur chadash, and you use klipe arla to make the tanur iser and bake the bread. So Zev is Zev, the Tanu and the bread are both Isser. So also it'll be awesome. But if it's a normal oven, Tanu Chadash, and you use bread of Arla, you use wood of Arla, a Tanu Yashan, and it's wood of Arla, and Mashal says it's Taka Mutter, Zev is Zegar and Mutter. We pass because Zev is Zegar and Mutter. He doesn't seem to be bothered by Rashi. What bothers you, Rashi? The Hesek says, you have Rashi here. It's going to the Chassayim. It's going to the Mendel. It's going to the Zasser. Rashi is explaining it to have him. Not a problem. Are you following? You follow what I'm saying about the Mashah Shita? Mashah said the Kasha is a good Kasha. He says what appears to be a very big daichik, that it's talking that you did it without an oven, just made a campfire, because otherwise it's mutter.
Why does he have to say that without an oven? Why does he say it's talking about a
Tanu Chodesh? He explains, he doesn't want to say Tanu Chodesh, because then it says, Bishlag Abikachol, Jibayakol Mutter, he's not happy with that. Because if the kacholim of it is what finished the oven, it's like after the kacholim of the kacholim of it. Right, the Mashah goes into it. It's just that's the Mashah. Right.
The last line of that Rashi.
Right.
This is the
pleasure that it's called. That's right. That's why it's a kasha. It's nearby the Yisrael Beheter, Zevah Zegayim. So why, just like Rashi did, the Gemara who says it on this case, in the case of Tanur, the Mashal saying, say the same thing in the case of Pas. The Kani Ve'eim, it is notes on the bottom of the Mashal, and the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, all disagree with the Mashal. They all argue with the Mashal. And the truth is that the Ran himself, and one of the Rishonim, and the Ran in the back, the Ran also all these four say not like the Mishnah. And they answer, depending on how you understand what they're saying, they answer along the lines of what Yaakov was suggesting, which is, first of all, you just say it the way the Kanye Rei says it. The Kanye Rei says it in four words. And he says what Yeshua means. He says that when the oven is Isser and the wood is Heter, that's Zebizekaris. When the oven is Isser and the wood is Heter, that's Zebizekaris. But which is the main, which is the Iker, the wood or the oven? The wood is the Iker. So it's not the Kanye Rei. L'madiyama yesh ve'chetim v'pas shita da'asar afil v'tana yashan v'shem d'shvach etzim ikar. This is what shvach etzim ikar means. If the wood is the ikar, then in the ratio by ofer by tapas, where the wood is the iser and the tana is the heter, there, even if you hold devas that goyim is mutter, if the wood is the Isser, since the wood is the main thing, it's the Yikr, so therefore you would not have a heter of Zev Zegar. It will be Asr even though Zev Zegar. Because the wood is the Yikr, they're not too equal. If they're both equal, then it doesn't matter which is the Isser, which is the heter, it's always Zev Zegar. If they're both equal, like in the other cases, Achav Zayin, where you mix two types of Sar, so they're both equal. Sar Shachol, Sar Shachol. So it doesn't matter which is which. When you have wood and a tador, the wood is the yikr, the tador is not the yikr. So therefore, Dr. Duran and Kanye Rei, etc., that therefore there's no problem. The ratio is very good. Rebbe Asers, even though Rebbe holds Zev Zegarim Aser, but when one thing is the main Gairim, we say Zev Zegarim is Aser, even according to Rebbe, if the main Gairim is the Gairim of Iser. So we have here a machlokes, we'll call it between the Bnei Yeshua and the Mashal, in which has tremendous nafgamina in our case, and a tremendous nafgamina in the aside of Zev Zegar. I'll explain. What's the case they're arguing? Old Robin of Heter was Asay Isser. What's it in? According to the Mashal, Old Robin of Heter and Asay Isser. According to the Masha, because the Gemara is going on the case where the Tana is the Yisr and the Eitzim are the Heter. The Gemara says, excuse me.
Has something to do with
that? No, because the Madyamu says that we're going to master with Asa even in that case. That's the Gemara's whole Tarek. That with Ezra holds that we're going to master Asa. So he'll Asa even in such a case. But he holds Eitzim are the Yikr, but as long as the Tana contributes, it's enough to Asa.
So is it enough like this in the series of whether the Svach,
We'll get to that. The longest we'll get to in a minute, okay? It's involved. First you have to know machlokes, and that's the next step. Alright, does everyone understand the machlokes? We have machlokes between the Masha and the Yeshua. How Zev Zegarim works. The Masha Shita is Zev Zegarim is any time they're both garmin. And the Yeshua Shita is not. Zev Zegarim Mutter does not apply if the Garim HaIsser is the Iker. That is the Machlokes. Now, let's move on. We're talking about two Machlokes, and have nothing to do with each other. The Machlokes of Tzlach and Tzlach Yeshua, about Klipei Ara, about Shloike Derech Hanar. That's the first thing we spoke out. Now we have a second Machlokes between the Tzlach Yeshua and the Masha. Let's get to a third issue, and we'll see if it all ties together. The third issue is the issue of Svarim. Well, how do you understand? What's the Svarim of Yesh Shvach Eitzim B'Pas? What do the words mean? Yesh Shvach Eitzim B'Pas. How do you understand that? You take wood of Isser and dough, which is mutter, and you bake the dough over the fire, which is Isurim of wood. Now you have this bread. The bread is there. Why? Well, somebody explained to me why Rebbe said, you know, I'd eat this bread. Why can't I eat the bread? What am I doing wrong? I made it better. I'm going to do tshuva. I shouldn't have made it better through Isser. I'm going to do tshuva on that. Better get another there. It's true. Nobody will argue. You're not allowed to do it. But once I made the bread, why can't I eat the bread? Why can't I eat the bread? What? Let's say I did it for shaggy, because I don't want to give you the chance to say it to Knas, right? Because I did it for me. Let's say I did it for shaggy. Right? I did it for shaggy. I didn't know it was Arlen. And I baked the bread. Why can't I eat the bread? Why not? What? Why? Why should bread be awesome? I did something wrong. I had a benefit. But why is the bread awesome? How am I having enough of the item?
Part of the value of the bread.
I'm having enough. I really had enough of the item already when I baked the bread.
I also.
So you're saying, Leiza's saying, that I'm eating the bread or having enough of the item. Is that true? Does everyone see it that way? Oh, I'm having enough of the bread, but I'm having enough of the wood.
It
only
became bread
from
the wood.
It only became bread through the wood. So if I throw away the bread, I'm not having enough of the egg. If I eat the bread, I'm having enough. That means it's sort of the gavel of my prayer, it's a funny thing. That I'm having enough from the Asim. It's one way to learn, but is that the way you understand? If I throw away the bread, it comes out I have no enough from the Asim. Because they don't have any benefit from the Asim. But if I eat the bread, turns out I'm having enough from the wood. So the answer is because I'm having a benefit from the wood. Right? One way to learn. Everyone's happy with that? Right? Isn't there a slightly novel in the beginning of the year? If you have Yisuri Anoa, you make them a dafe. If you have Yisuri Anoa, you turn them into coal. So as Alman said, using the coal is not enough in the bread. The bread is gone. I'm using the coal. You know what he said? Remember? He said, if I take chometz of Pesach, I turn it into coal, then I'm allowed to use the coal. That's not quite enough in the bread. But making it into coal is enough in the bread. But using the coal? Huh? But this is not like what Shlomo Zalman said, right? Shlomo Zalman's arguing with a big talmid. But how does that? So this is one way to learn. He was saying, do we know if Yesh Vachetim passes with the rest of the Rabbanah yet? I'm not sure. But anyway, Rav Shlomo Zalman certainly, he said it's put in a Torah ceremony. You say maybe Rebbe's asking the Rabbanah.
The Rabbanah.
Now this is one way to learn. But Maestro, you could learn the way Leiz is learning. And that is that when you yeshvach etzim b'pas means that when you eat the bread, it turns out that you're having enough on the pas. It just works out that way that you're having enough. And this, what you're having enough from the etzim, I meant. Yes. When you eat the pas, you're having enough of the etzim. What?
Why?
Because by eating this bread, I'm having a benefit. If this bread would be raw dough, I wouldn't enjoy it. I'm enjoying the bread. So I'm having enough. The fact that Aitken turns it into bread.
But there is benefit.
What?
It's a
benefit. What's the bread?
Where's
the bread? The bread is the wood. But the wood is gone by now. The wood is far gone already. Now I just have the bread. I baked it with the wood. The wood is already gone. I threw it away. It's in the garbage. It's finished. And now I'm eating the bread. But if you learn this way, you have to learn that that's my benefit. My benefit is that I'm enjoying the wood by eating the bread. Because the wood is what made the bread into what it is. That's one way to learn. There's another way to learn. The other way to learn is that somehow Yeshvach eats in the past. The wood is in the bread. they're so to speak bits of wood in the bread. Might not taste like spiky. But there are bits of wood in the bread. Physically, molecules, let me read you the Rashi, say the Ran's Rashi. The Ran, when he deals with the Mashal Kasha, of why is the ratio, why is it Asr? In the first text, offered by the Zakat, why is it Asr? The Tanur is wanted. The Ran says just a few words. He says, Yeshva Chetim Bepas, Gehavu, Ki'ilu Ha'isr Ma'uriz Bai. As if the Isr, the Arla, is mixed into the bread. How do you understand those words? Ki'ilu Ha'isr Ma'uriz Bai. You can say that to me, molecule. Smoke. Is the smoke offer? Call Mr. Rockin offer. Let them want to turn it to smoke. Molecules are
what?
It's pretty rich, like they can be passed around. Maybe the taste explains it. Yeah, we'll have to learn taste in a minute. But the Pnei Yeshua says that there are these two ways to learn. You could learn that it's a Hanar, the way you just said, or you could learn that it's Ki'ilu, there's wood mixed into the past. But Shot says that second way of learning only makes sense in Sinister Drabbah. But Min HaTorah, there's no wood mixed into the bread. Whatever molecules went up into the air were already destroyed. Kohen is dropping up and working. Once it's destroyed, it's happened. But the Yeshua says you have two ways to learn. You can learn one way that if you eat the bread, you end up having hanah, you end up having a benefit. And that's why it's awesome. That's the teretach of Yeshua Chayt in the past. Or you could learn that midrabanan, it's ki'ilu, midrabanan, it's ki'ilu, you had particles of the bread in the particles of the wood in the bread.
Why?
Because people perceive it that way. That's why I think you say show me. Because people see it that way. When people see the bread, they see it as the wood is in the bread. That's the Yeshua Chayt in the past. So two ways to learn. You follow? Follow so far. So two ways to learn, yeah. I can't get away from the Rav's Rashi. Kilo is the more refined.
When you burn wood, no one does anything that makes no sense.
If you want to see it that way, you can see it that way. I don't necessarily see it that way, but however you like.
I'm
asking if you want to learn it that way. I'm not, But the point is a big enough community in two ways. The first way will be in this day, right? It comes out Yahweh Anah. The second way will be in this Rabbah. Yeshua Chayt in the past. And the Mice is talking about Chaytis Rishayim. Chaytis that Ayin Heyam and Aleph brings them up like this. If Yeshua Chayt in the past is their Raisa Drabbanon, Chaytis Pei Yeshua. The first way to learn would be if you hold to their Raisa, you hold to the Mice you're having Anah. The second way to learn is no, you're not having Anah. It's just the key word, there are particles mixed in.
But there are one whole particles in the right, so there's no particles?
Because really there aren't any particles mixed in. Because whatever particles were burnt are heter. Once it burns, it's heter. So upon an answer, because it's to people it seems that way. To people it seems that the wood guys.
So
yeah.
What's the potential holds the chat that there are particles?
Let me get to that. Let me explain. The Yeshua says another nafganina between the two mahal. He says that these two mahalkim, if the din shachet in the past is either, again, the first way that you end up having a gnaw from the wood when you eat the bread, so it's a gnaw. The second way is that this is rabbanon because they are particles. That's the Pnei Yeshua and Afkanina. In the case of the machlokes, Pnei Yeshua, in the case where you destroy something, shalaika derech hanah. Let's say you take a loaf of bread and you bake it, you use it for firewood in a tanner, and with that you bake cookies. Now, that shalaika derech hanah. Is shalaika derech hanah a heter in Yeshua Chayt in the past? So let's see. If you learn the first way, The Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pach is also off what? What's the first way? Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pach is also because of Yedir HaHeri Yonah. It's a Yisadnah. If it's a Yisadnah, then Nachinani. If you do it Shalai Kederach HaNah, it should be Mutter. Shalai Kederach HaNah, the Hetzer in Yisrael HaNah. Then it should be Mutter. If you learn the second way, that when you eat the bread, it's also not because of Yisrael HaNah, but it's also because we look at it as if bits of the Eitzim are in the bread, are in the cookies, then what should be? Even Shalai Kederach HaNah, it should be also. Because what's the difference between Kederach HaNah, Shalai Kederach HaNah? The problem is not in Yisrael HaNah. The problem is that we consider it as if the past is, the Eitzim is in the past. If the Eitzim is in the past, what happens if it got there in a normal way, or it got there in an abnormal way? The Rabbanan answered. The Rabbanan answered, they answered, finished. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. The first Bachlokes we talked about today, between the Tzlach and Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, L'maisa Yishvokhan Aryeh, it's not like the Tzlach. He's Matmiya, he says, his Russian is Taman Yakol HaRishayim V'Kol HaAcharayim. That they hold that Allah Yeshvachetim B'Pach applies even with Tehillos of Allah, like the Tzlach said. And even with a loaf of bread, it still applies. That's the Pnei Yeshua, I Shalai Kederach HaNah. So Pnei Yeshua comes out, must be that we paskin, like the second mouth, that the issur of the bread is because pieces of the issur are in the bread. And if pieces of the eitzim are in the bread, that's why it's asr. So menela, even shalai kederach hanah, it's also asr. Even if you take a whole fruit of arba and burn it, it's also asr, because parts of that fruit of arba are in the bread. The way it works out, yeah.
We have two ways of building Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pach. Either it's the type of Yisra HaNah, or, like the Rav says, the Yisra is more in the bread. So we said, calling in that, first of all, it's the last of your bottom. Second of all, if Shalai Kederach HaNah is a Heter. Third of all, it comes out, the Machlokes, the Mashah, against the Pnei Yeshua, should also be calling in this. Why? That's the aside of the Pnei Yeshua and the Rabbi. That Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pach is usher even if it's a Zevah Zegayim, even if the Tana contributes. We don't care. Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pach. If you hold that particles of the Eitzim are in the past, then, of course, who cares if the other pieces are the other in the past? Who cares if it's Zevah Zegayim? If there are pieces of the wood in the past, and there are abundant acid because of that, so that's very good that in the Reisha, in the case of Afa Bayis HaPas, who cares? In the case of Afa Bayis HaPas, who cares that the other contributed? The mice are there are pieces of wood in the bread. So it's also anyhow. And that Mamish the Lashon Aran. The Aran Lashon is that Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pach, it's because the Eher is Samurim by it. The Mashah didn't learn that one. Mashah learned not that the Isra is Mu'urim in the past, because then he would have asked it. Mashah holds if you have an old oven and using Isra Atzei Arba, the bread is Mu'urim. I did wood mixed in. No, he's the Mashah learned it's done in Isra Amra. You know, the bread turns out you're having Hanah from the wood. And when it's a Zeb, it's a Gairo, that's Mu'urim. Since both the Tanner and the other contributed, that Tanner and the wood contributed, Mashal says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's Zeb Zagarim is a Heter and Yisrael Anah. Or Yisrael Anah is a Heter of Zeb Zagarim. Yeshua argues with Tzlach HaPis Tvara, but he ends up, he says, by all the places they say not like me. And the Maisa is not considered Tzlach at the end.
Balacha. And he says, you have to say this pshat. And he should follow the Balacha, but he ends up, he says, but all the Peskins say not like me, he brings the Rosh who says not like him. And therefore he ends up being masking to them. So this is the meat and potatoes of Yesh Vachet in the past, so to speak. This is the two ways of learning. These are the two ways of learning. This is the essay of Yesh Vachet in the past. Is the pshat, it's a type of Isra Hanar, or is the pshat that it's a, so to speak, the word Yesh Vachet in the past sounds a little like somehow the word is in the past. But the Maisa, these are the two ways of learning. We pass in the past is also, we pass in the Yesh Vachet in the past, and we pass in Zebra Zegar and Moshe, like that. Right, so this is, as I said, the aside of Yesh Vachet in the past. Right, there's some side issues here that we have to deal with as well. First of all, Taisus Bishla Agave Gacholim. But Taisus says Bishla Agave Gacholim. What does the Gemara say? Kuyal Meshari. What does Bishla Agave Gacholim mean? It means you take coal and like coal, not charcoal. Coal made out of Klipayal. So what did you do? You took klipei arla and you put it in an oven. And you lit the klipei arla. But you didn't put the dough in until the klipei arla turned into gacholim. And once it turns into gacholim, now you're going to put the bread in. What? Bishla agave gacholim. So that would depend. According to the... Is Bishla agave gacholim talking about an old oven and a new oven? According to the Yeshua and the Ran and the... doesn't matter what the oven is, because the thing that's baking is the yikar, so who cares what the oven is, right? According to them, bishlag avi b'cholim, it doesn't matter, new oven, old oven. If the yikar is the thing that's giving the heat, that's burning, who cares what the oven is? According to Mashar said that we do care what the oven is. So bishlag avi b'cholim, kuliyam amurter, is talking, the chiddush of Bishlag Avi Gacholim Kuliyam Amurter is a chiddush, even if it's the zohar, which is burning out in the field, where the wood is, if the wood would be a serviata, it's gacholim, it's murter. Koshke, it's an avinatan. So Bishlag Avi Gacholim, what's bothering Taisus? Bishla, dafka di yadda for Taisus. Avakat the chalim is rafan avin murter. After the chatchila, Bishlachalit in a form of gacholim. Taisa says that kol nisrafim afra mutter applies only to ashes, not to coal. That's Taisa's side. Kol nisrafim afra mutter applies only to ashes and not to coal. This Taisa, I think, is arguing Taisa on Dapeim et Aleph. On Dapeim et Aleph, Taisa said the kol is mutter. She saw that the yasik of kol not say mutter. Well, that is a different svara. What's the svara they have?
The comment has to come to beyond.
It has to be. Has to be what?
The comment. No, comment is a different
understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Comment is a different understanding. Every oyster in our Torah Lechi Osadim is mutter. I think Pashas is talking, right?
Why can't
this only be the Drabbanim? Unless this Taisus is the Drabbanim, which Taisus was made there, that Taisus say Chom Asma Drabbanim. It's a lay Asik by his Drabbanim. Right? That's not so clear. Right? It could be. Well, why did he say Chom Asma Drabbanim was the why? Remember the reason? That's the mitzvah, right? If you turn it to coal, is it not just mitzvah? So it's not mitzvah. You don't have to make it into ashes. Mitzvah is as much me on this Taisus. How Taisus could make such a yisai that gacholim are heter, they're not included in coal and shrach and afra mutter. How could you create such a yisai? It's mamaisa. The reason that coal and shrach and afra mutter is because not the mitzvah, Now you said, no, sir, you have a mitzvah to burn it. Once you finish burning it, the Eitzah is water. Not the mitzvah. No, chiyuv to turn it into ash. Not to turn it into coal. The coal is rotten. After water should apply to coal is rotten after water. Should apply to coal as well. But then it has a terechin on taste. Right? So he says, even drop on it, we don't find such an answer. The halacha, the kol is drop not from mutter, we don't find it to drop on it, the chal. By yachtik, by tamar ikrayim, we find an answer. But once it's nisrap and it becomes cold, so... This is something that should be mutter. The Gemara is going to direct that. That's correct, all right? Okay. So seven is something that's mutter lamayim. I swear, what's up, this law got me to call him. If you don't say that twice, how are you going to answer the kasha? Why is this law got me to call him only with the other and not with that filler? So the answer to that is that it means the Gekolim are still hot. If the Gekolim are still hot, they started off as wood. You lift the wood, the heat is still from when you made the wood. But this I got the column is the column still has the heat of the wood that goes up into the tanner. If the tanner benefits from the heat of the wood it's awesome. The column too. This I got the column is more than the only thing you have, but it still has the heat of the original arm.
Right now it's not the water, but it's
the salt that is coming.
What?
That's the cold,
it's not happening.
It's true. It's true, that's the problem. Now it's hot because of itself. It's the tanner too. But it can be worse than the timer. The timer gets hot.
The heat up is cold by itself. I know I put up the timer to
heat it up. What means that heat up a timer, Kardash, the timer becomes distant. And the wood itself, the charcoal itself,
is not a distant.
Yeah, but we said that the Allah created the timer. So the timer becomes distant. Either Allah created the charcoal, it can be better. It can be better than the other. There's the Allah created the timer, but I don't create the charcoal. That's what the Sabbath for the answer to Krishna's test.
So why did you get it? You learned that and now I'm going to be
the other. The other is Taka. We said to come to the Akoma, so you need to behold Yod Yashvach to the past. So Krishna's first Sabbath, they're asking, why does everybody hold this Mutla Chakshah? To the Akoma, so everybody to the other. You hold the Yeshvach Eitz since it's a Gitanu Vassar. The Gitanu is Mutter. So we're saying now the Gitanu is Mutter B'diyavet, because that is a very Mutter. Right? So the same thing, you call him a Mutter B'diyavet. Right, so it's a complicated studio. We will continue the session tomorrow. One last character before we finish. Just to confuse you, if you want to confuse yet. Why do you know what we're talking about with Zeb Zeb? This is what I went to Gemara. When you bake bread, what's the Zeb Zeb? The oven and the wood. So we're saying, when the oven is Isser, you have the oven of Isser and wood of Hesser. So Zeb Zeb is Mutter. What's the oven? Isn't the oven itself a Zeb Zeb? What's an oven? It's only the heat of the oven. It's rocks and cement, but that's all. Mm-hmm. Didn't the rocks and cement contribute to the bread? I have something to say to Gemara. I have an oven, a new oven that I heat it up with oven. The oven becomes Isser. That is the oven Isser. The oven itself is that is that. Heter and Isser, isn't it? It wasn't nothing. It's a pretty formidable. We can't create an oven just by heating a bar. Must be right. It just must be right. I don't know. I don't understand it. Why we look at the oven as Allah? The oven has a lot of parts to it. And we look at the oven as pure Allah. I think we need to look at a hezra. I'm not going to find a hezra.
The oven will have particles. That doesn't mean that at all. That means that the particles don't travel from the other end to the rest.
Learning lunchtime today. Want to wake up? Oh, okay. Just to remind everyone, they said it's about 12 years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Jay Feinberg. They hung up signs all over Flatbush. He needs bone marrow. And I went at the time, that time, to get a test that you have to give blood, actually. And they found a match, and he recovered from leukemia. And today he's fine and well. He's the head of this organization now, TriStar Brothers. They're looking for a bone marrow match downstairs for some other people. You don't even have to give blood now. You just do a swab. So I really encourage everybody to go down, to give a swab. If they give you something to check, I don't know what they're doing, but you want to be in the national registry or not, I recommend that you decide not to be, because otherwise they'll call you to give, and you won't know if it's a Jew or a guy, you'll have all kinds of shavas. I recommend that you don't get involved in the national registry, but when you do get involved in the people downstairs, please just go downstairs, and so we'll go tomorrow. And, okay.